Mystery Gauntlet. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
I thought you were going to say woo, but you just, like, made, like, a not a noise.
No,
with
because
mouth.
I was just mimicking that because I knew what you were going to say. Hello and welcome.
My
favorite part.
I say that on Dates of Our Lives, too.
Oh, really?
But, like, Ryan, like, doesn't know. Like, he doesn't, like, listen to OKC Over Easy. Oh. He was also, like, can I be on the grocery call? And I was like, no. And he was like, why? I was like, you don't take it seriously enough.
Yeah.
He was like, a grocery store bracket I don't take seriously enough? I was like,
yeah.
And we're serious.
You have more committed people lined up. I've been lined up for a year waiting for this moment.
If you don't know her, now you know, which is a line from Hamilton. Annie Tucker is here with me today.
Hey, guys.
The bloggess of the HIBC of takeabiteblog.com and also the Oklahoma City restaurant scene. And we had the most fun time.
Great time
today going to TJ's and Sprouts. But we're going to start out with a shot.
We're getting crazy at 1 p.m. on a Sunday.
We're taking a shot of apple cider vinegar. Because
with ginger.
Ginger not spice? Just
yeah.
Okay. So,
And I'm going to live boomerang.
Oh,
this.
You are?
Okay. Well, I don't think you can live boomerang, so I'm going to boomerang and post it.
You don't want to put this on Instagram Live.
No. We're taking shots of apple cider vinegar and chugging carrot juice.
Yes.
So we're being all kinds of healthy, actually.
We were at Sprouts, and we were kind of like, are you the type of person? I think Annie was like, are you the type of person that does apple cider vinegar shots? I was like, no, like, I've always wanted to be. And I was like, and then one of my friends did it. I think that's how she lost a lot of weight. And Annie, like, swiveled over and just, like, grabbed the apple cider vinegar.
Well, we're buying it.
So we both bought apple cider vinegar.
So we're about to drop 10 pounds.
I hope that happens. I truly hope that happens. Okay.
Okay, ready?
So cheers to the grocery gauntlet. That's actually pretty good.
See, yeah, so it's the apple cider vinegar. Here, let me look at it. What it is.
It's
so
like,
if you want to be healthy and, like, do the whole apple cider vinegar thing, I learned this trick. The brand Bragg, which is, like,
the
best
mother.
Brand yeah, of apple cider vinegar, they have these flavored ones, and this one's ginger spice.
Okay. That's so good.
Yeah, it literally just has ginger added to it, so it's honestly even better than just apple
and
cider vinegar.
And it says zero calories on it.
Zero calories, no sugar, nothing.
Yeah.
It has stevia in it, so there you go.
Okay.
All right, let's chase it with some carrot juice.
Cheers. And this is carrot turmeric juice from Trader Joe's that we were eyeing, and I was like, I already have that in my fridge. Like a true foodie.
Like a true Trader Joe's obsessed human. It's new. It's in the Fearless Flyer this month.
So
let me give you the lowdown on it.
So this is really exciting because this is the first time that Trader Joe's has been in the grocery gauntlet because it opened after last year.
We've been waiting a year.
Waiting a year to go for Trader Joe's. So read about the... No, they don't have the turmeric. That's just regular carrot juice.
Oh, darn. Well, yeah, this one's like carrot and turmeric, all kinds of healthy.
It tastes healthy.
It's like not the best, but it's drinkable.
Yeah. It's pretty good. So yeah, Trader Joe's opened in Oklahoma City in September of last year. I went on the first day at 8 a.m. There's an episode that Ryan and Sarah and I talk about going to Trader Joe's for the first time. And then we talk about JonBenet for a little bit. So.
I remember that.
So it was
JonBenet.
It was a My Favorite Murder-ish episode, which I started listening to My Favorite Murder, and then I stopped, and then I started listening again. They're really, really funny.
There's a new documentary on Netflix, Back to JonBenet, about, like, casting
JonBenet.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I haven't watched that
one yet. Watched it either, but it's on my list.
Have you watched Mommy, Dead, and Dearest on HBO?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think you'd be freaked out.
I'll pass.
Yeah. Okay, so we met at Trader Joe's, and Annie was like, I'm already inside after I...
Trader Joe's bag in hand, already filled with items.
And we just started... She was like, what's the protocol? I was like, we just walk the aisles.
Okay, my dream.
Literally, I really love it. I really love
it. The amount of times that I've gone to Trader Joe's and I run in people I know, which is, like, anywhere you go to Oklahoma City, but people are always like, man, this just seems fitting to find you here in Trader Joe's. I'm like, well, I'm typically here 3 times a week, yeah. So.
My first impression of you in Trader Joe's is that you are such a creative food person, and you like to put a lot of different things together, and you like to make a lot of your meals, and so that's, like, kind of perfect for you.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're like, I can get everything I need here.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And, like, my, I've recently turned my mom back on to Trader Joe's, but she didn't get it at first. She was like, I don't understand. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. She's just, like, kind of a Whole Foods snob, and she loves it, and that's great, and if I could do that, I would, too.
Yeah.
But I also think Trader Joe's is the perfect place if you're single and you're cooking for one person. It's, like, a dream. Or if you're cooking for 2 people, it's good, too. But, like, just so many, like, easy things to have in your fridge, like, recently, my job has been really crazy, and so I haven't been able to, like, cook dinner or really cook at all, and so I've been, like, all about the frozen food, and I, like, never bought frozen food in my entire life, but when it's coming from Trader Joe's, I'm like, this is great!
Yeah, this is fun.
Trader Joe's, it's fun!
It's fun!
It's fun, it's great,
yeah,
and it's so nice to just, like, come home from a long day and be like, oh, I actually do have something great that I can, like, throw together really easily.
Yeah.
And you just can't buy those kinds of things that you, like, trust the ingredients stuff like that when it's not from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
But we also did make the point, too, we were walking the aisles, and we were like, people do get the misconception at Trader Joe's that they think everything is just healthy.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, there actually is some stuff that has, like, crazy ingredients.
Yeah. So the thing with that is, like, one of the best skills that I've learned in, like, a food journey is how to read a nutritional label.
Yeah.
And look at the actual ingredients in it. And I don't think a lot of people do that.
I think a lot of people just look at the calories.
Yeah, yeah. And calories are no, there's
no, that doesn't mean anything. Like, you need to look at what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if the list is 85 ingredients long, like, please put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like, how much, okay, we got, like, just to see. Okay, like, we bought some pita chips, which, like, okay, granted, what's they're not going to be, like, the best thing, but they have 5 ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It's flour, yeast, sugar, salt, and water. Like...
Yeah, this has a lot of stabilizers in it.
I'm looking So we're going to match our great ingredient pita chips with some stabilized tzatziki.
Oh, man.
And Mallory now has tzatziki all over.
So I just opened the tzatziki and there was some air bubbles in it.
Oh.
And it just got all over me.
Let's give this a stir. So I feel like we've both been, like, waiting for this moment to go to Trader Joe's together because we're both such fanatics. But we were both, like, geekily, like, walking around being like, well, I've had this and this is so good. I've had this and this is so good. But these pita chips, I don't like pita chips. I was telling Mallory this, like, Stacy's pita chips can die. I think they're terrible. Mm-hmm. They have no flavor. They taste like cardboard. But the reduced guilt pita chips with sea salt, my mom actually showed me these, the Trader Joe's newbie, and they're, like, fluffy. Aren't they
They're
good?
Good. They're very,
like,
good.
They're crackers, but they're kind of, like, puffed.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
And it's good with this dip. This dip is good.
Really good.
Minus the 30. Minus the titanium dioxide.
Oh, God.
Oh my, and modified food starch. It's fine.
It's fine. Like, live your life.
Yeah. We're okay. We're going to be okay.
The guy who teaches the boot camp class at the gym I go to, the other day, I was just like, he was drinking coffee and I was like, do you drink your coffee black? Like, figure if, like, you're healthy, you don't put anything in it. And he was like, no, I put, like, heavy cream in it. He was like, I live my life. And I was like, preach. I love that.
I'm the same way though. Like, I don't deny myself of anything. Like, if I want to eat something, I'll eat it, but I also, like, I like to eat healthy. I like to feel good.
Me too, yeah.
So, it's a good little snack, and then it'd be good with, you know, carrots, cucumbers, like, whatever.
Loving it.
So, we started out in the produce section, as you do, as you do, and it's not great.
No.
No.
I buy produce there because, I mean, as much as I love grocery shopping, I try to stick to at least one store, which never happens.
Yeah.
But in a perfect world, you would go to one grocery store and buy all your groceries. So I do buy a lot of produce there. But, and the thing is it normally, like, looks good when you buy it. It just goes bad really
fast. It does go bad really fast.
And the bananas are so cheap there, but you bite into it and it tastes like a plant.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. Okay. The produce is not my favorite. I don't know where it's sourced from. But if I need produce, I'm not going to go to Trader Joe's.
I'm going to go to Sprouts.
Yeah.
always, because Whole Foods, I'm going to spend $85 mm-hmm. on produce when I could buy the same stuff for $15 mm-hmm. at Sprouts.
And I like a good Crest produce section. I think mm-hmm. they have good produce, too. And, like, if I'm feeling like I want to drive all the way there, like Urban Agrarian, you know, so you can eat locally and totally. Seasonally and whatever. But yeah, so I'm never going to, unless I need something, sometimes the only one good thing that I've gotten there is pomegranates. Oh, they usually have okay pomegranates. And so
I buy like stuff like lemons and limes too. Like the things with, what's the list called? Like the Dirty Dozen. And I can't remember what the good one's called, but things that have like a thick rind, mm-hmm. like grapefruits, lemons, limes, mm-hmm. those are always like, you don't have to buy them organic. They're typically fine, like wherever you buy them. Mm-hmm. But you were saying, like, how much were the limes at Trader Joe's?
The limes were $1.19 a pound, maybe? Four for $1.19, I think.
Yes.
And then at the Hispanic grocery store, which I went to yesterday, sorry, the magic of this podcast is ruined, because it's not until the end, it's not until the end of the bracket.
Sorry, I need to spill the beans.
It's okay. Like, me and Judy recorded a couple weeks ago, and we were like, LaCroix's on sale, but we, like, didn't, you know, like, LaCroix's not on sale anymore. It was 12 for a dollar at the Hispanic grocery store. So it's like, and Marissa says, like, those limes are not, they're coming from Mexico anyway. Like, all of them are. Yeah. So it's, I don't know. But on the, so they have the produce. I never buy berries there. Berries are way too expensive there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just a comparison, it's 4th of July in 2 days. And mm-hmm. so I was buying, like, patriotic colored berries. And Mallory was like, put those back. She's like, don't buy those here. Yeah. We're going to Sprouts. Like, get them there.
Yeah.
So one little, like, half pint of raspberries was $5. And then it was 2 for $5 at Sprouts.
At Sprouts, yeah.
And then literally a thing of, like, a 2 pints of blueberries, massive thing of blueberries, was how much did I buy that for?
$3 something?
I think it was $2.99.
Oh, $2.99 at Sprouts.
And it was maybe $5 for a half pint.
Yeah. That's the one thing where you're like, so when you run out of fresh produce, it's harder to put things together, mm-hmm. you know?
Trader Joe's is a little bit more of, like, a pantry staples kind of place.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Pantry staples and party food.
Party food and snacks.
And snacks.
Yeah,
I think... like, all pantries should be loaded with a couple fun snacks.
Yeah, I think so, too. I was loving how you were like, you have to always keep this in your refrigerator in case someone drops by.
So, like, our mutual love for what's called cooking. Yeah. She taught me about the frozen spinach and artichoke dip. Mm. And she was like, I always keep this in my freezer anytime anyone's coming over. Or if, like, I have to go to a party and I haven't had time to make something. Mm. And you just, like, mask it. And you, it's little, too, so it's cheap. And it's, like, not too much. Mm-hmm. But you put it in your own little, like, baking dish. Like, if you have, like, an oven-proof bowl or something, just put it in that. And you bake it and it gets, like, bubbly and crusty on top. Mm-hmm. And then just serve it with, like, some pita chips or tortilla chips or something. And it's so good.
Yeah.
So she taught me that. Super good. Okay. And then there's the burrata, arugula, mm-hmm. and prosciutto pizza.
Right.
It's phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah. And in the freezer section.
In the freezer section. And pro tip, a friend told me this before our Trader Joe's open, to buy that. And then when it comes out of the oven, put thinly sliced green apples on it mm-hmm. and some, like, fresh black pepper.
So good.
And more fresh arugula if you have it.
Yeah.
It's the best.
I guess we should mention that Trader Joe's is, there's only one in mm-hmm. Oklahoma. I've been to the one in
Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. There's two in Oklahoma. There's one in Tulsa. There's one in Oklahoma City.
Have you been to the one in Tulsa?
I haven't.
Neither.
I've been to the one in Dallas. Same. And it is a grocery store chain, but everything, almost everything. Almost everything is privately packaged as a private
bean. Okay. And that changed my life. Like, I watched it and they had, like, the makeup artists mm-hmm. and the costume artists. And I just decided, like,
I thought
I lived in Orlando at the time. And so I thought that was doable to, like, be a behind the scenes person.
Okay.
And it might have been, like, if I had, like, grown up there or whatever. Yeah. But then we moved to Oklahoma and there's not a big costuming community here.
You gotta go to LA or someplace.
But it's a huge hobby of mine.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, like, when I was a kid, I used to always want to do, like, late, even, like, as like an 8 year old, I did like full on like latex makeup. Mm-hmm. And so my brothers would be like, I want to be a baseball player. And I was like, do you want it to be a dead baseball player?
You were trying to make everybody's Halloween costume like a dead person.
Absolutely. Everyone had to be dead so I could do like their face rotting off.
Yeah. No, your Halloween costumes are always like so detailed and thought out, and it's great.
We try.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved all, and we'll get to some haunted stuff later, because that's like my favorite thing to talk about during Halloween. I love watching all the spooky movies and listening to all the spooky podcasts. So, but first, we're gonna talk about Halloween and fall ish food, because this is a food podcast. If you are still listening,
hello.
It's been 15 minutes and we haven't really mentioned food yet.
If you like food, this is not the podcast for you today.
Right. But Halloween is like, I don't know, it's a special occasion for me, so I can do whatever I want.
People can deal.
Yeah. So let's talk about Halloween candy.
Okay.
What's your favorite? Do you have a power ranking?
I'm sick. So
you're sick.
Everyone listening is probably going to stop listening after I say what my favorite Halloween candy is, because it's most people's least favorite.
If you say Milk Duds, I'm going to be like,
no, what? It's not.
Okay.
So that's good. It's Dots.
Why?
It's so disgusting. And I know it's gross. I'm so aware.
But why do you like Dots?
I have no freaking clue. Okay. I will be totally honest. Like, I love them. I don't know if it's the memory of eating them. Maybe like my brothers, I have three brothers. Maybe they stole all my candy and I was just left with Dots.
That's a sad story.
I don't know if that's it, but I love Dots.
Okay.
Like, I love how they stick in your teeth. I love the gross non-fruit flavors of them. Like,
yeah.
They're not fruit flavors. They're just color flavors.
Yeah.
It's a red. It's not cherry. Like, I don't even think they advertise themselves as fruit flavors.
Yeah, they don't.
It's gross.
Okay.
And I love it.
So you love Dots. Will there be Dots at your Halloween party?
There are always Dots. And I am the only person, lucky me, I am like the only person that likes Dots.
Okay. Good for you.
So more for me.
So besides Dots, are you more of a chocolate person or are you more of like a fruit flavored, bright crawlers, Starburst?
So I'm going to go more towards like the chocolate side of candy.
Okay.
So like aside from Dots, which are my disgusting guilty pleasure.
Right.
Butterfinger.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Jared and I are always going to fight over Butterfinger, Reese's.
Yeah.
That I like kind of stuff.
I like some M&M varieties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I always really like a Milky Way Midnight.
Ooh.
Have you had one of those?
Yes, I have.
They're just little. They only come in like the mini size, and they're just dark chocolate and really white nugget and creamy caramel. Ooh. And they're so good.
Almond Joys, dude. Do you dig on Almond Joys?
No, I don't dig on Almond Joys.
You don't dig on Almond Joys?
I'll try it.
Almond Joys got nuts, mounts don't. You got to.
But it has coconut in
it,
right?
Oh, you're not a coconut.
I'm not a coconut fan.
Yeah.
The Mounds has just coconut and chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like almonds, like that was the jingle, like Almond Joys got nuts, Mounds don't.
Will you sing that again, please?
Almond Joys got nuts, Mounds don't.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Okay. I also like a Snickers.
Yeah.
I'm a Snickers fan.
Okay.
And Twix too. I like a Twix.
God, maybe I just love all candy. Yeah,
Twix, I like
Twix
candy.
Is a legitimate candy.
Yeah. You like Twix. Okay, so you don't like Twix in the mini or the...
No, I have full size Twix, full size Twix, any size Twix. I don't know what my options are, but I'll eat them all.
So at work, we bought a bunch of Halloween candy for a coworker that had, she had gone on a trip for like a month, and she has a really good candy bowl in her office. And so everybody ate it, like all of her candy in like a week. And so there was like 3 weeks where there was no candy. And so we kind of got together and we were like, hey, let's make sure like our candy bowl's full. And so everybody brought some because they all wanted to eat like their favorite candy. So I got to try a lot of like the weird Halloween candy because people gave me money and I went and bought it.
So what's a weird Halloween candy?
Caramel apple Milky Way.
Okay, that sounds disgusting.
It's not good. There's no way to replicate the taste of a fresh apple.
Yeah, that's just gross. Although I will have another, like, I will admit on air here that I do like those gross green apple, like, caramel apple.
Oh, those are good.
Flavors.
Those are good, but that's like, they're trying to recreate the fresh apple, but those are like, we're trying to, it's not, it doesn't even taste like apple.
I don't know why you would want to mix caramel apple with chocolate. Can I have a confession about something gross of we had at a local place?
Yes, please. This is what this podcast is for.
Okay. I don't care if someone...
I'll bleep out the name if need be.
Okay, if someone comes back to me and I say something horrible, whatever. So, okay, confession on something absolutely freaking horrible that mm-hmm. we had last night.
Okay.
At a local establishment called...
So hit or miss, though. Like,
it's not my people, yeah. I don't think. But anyway, they were showing Shaun of the Dead, which is one of my favorite Halloween mm-hmm. movies. Mm-hmm. And so myself and my brother and sister-in-law and some friends went, and Jared.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, the bar that they go to all the time that they end up like hiding in is called the Winchester. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh my God, you need to go watch Shaun of the Dead, Mallory.
Okay.
But so they hang out at the Winchester. So the special drink of the evening at Blue Garden,
uh-huh.
if you don't bleep it out, was called the Winchester.
Okay.
And I'm reading the special and it says that it has Crown green apple in it.
Okay. Crown apple is, I haven't had the green apple, but Crown apple is good.
Okay. So Crown green apple,
uh-huh.
Bailey's,
ugh.
And beer.
So, wait.
It tasted exactly like Crown green apple, Bailey's, and beer.
So the thing with Bailey's, though, is don't, if you put it in beer, it curdles?
It didn't curdle. It was just gross. It just tasted like green apple, Bailey's,
that
and
sounds
beer.
Bad. It sounds bad. It sounds bad.
Over
yeah.
ice. Yeah, I didn't order it. I knew immediately that was going to be disgusting. My husband Jared ordered it.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to have the Winchester. And then he hated it.
Because,
but he drank it all.
Isn't that like the Irish car bomb is like Guinness and Bailey's yeah. and you have to drink it before it curdles?
Yeah, and I mean, ugh. He drank it fast because it tasted disgusting.
Yeah.
But it was really gross. So the caramel apple Milky Way reminded me of the Winchester.
I used to make this drink that was like a cider, like a woodchuck.
Okay.
And salted caramel vodka.
That sounds all right.
Yeah,
that
it was. It's good. Doable. It's good. It's like a caramel apple.
That
but
sounds normal.
No, there's no creamy liquor in it. You really have to be careful with that.
Yeah, I think the creamy liquor, and I'm also going to say, I think the, like, green apple, like, the sour apple
didn't
brings
work.
In another element that's
yeah.
just nasty.
Yeah. Ugh,
don't
well,
have it.
I'm sorry that happened to you. Okay, so yeah, the caramel apple Milky Way was not good. Pumpkin Kit Kat, not good.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I tried the Reese's Pumpkin, Snickers Pumpkin, both good.
Do they like look like pumpkins?
Yeah. Well, no, they just look like blobs.
Yeah, but
you know,
I mean, they're
supposed to be pumpkins.
They're supposed to be pumpkins.
They're supposed to be pumpkins. And then a candy corn Hershey bar, which was terrible.
That sounds gross.
And now I need to know, because we talked about this last Halloween episode. Wow, I am so rude that my phone
that was
went
not
off.
Mine. That was Mallory's.
I need to know if you like candy corn, yes or no.
I am, again, gross. I like candy corn.
I like candy
okay,
corn,
okay,
too.
Okay, we can all admit we like candy corn, people.
All the candy corn haters are like the young millennials that like don't want to like anything.
Who needs them? They ruin everything.
They do ruin everything. I'm an older millennial, so I love candy corn. It's like the candy of our holidays, you know?
It's the
candy of our life.
It is the candy
and
of
I
our
love
life.
Those stupid pumpkin ones too.
I love all the candy corn.
I do too.
I love candy corn.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry.
That's it. So if you have a hot take on candy corn, tweet us at OKC Over Easy or right on the Facebook page and we'll respond to you. So another thing that I want to try and that we have here to try that you brought for us. So I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a pumpkin flavored Trader Joe's taste test. And then I ran out of time and like wasn't able to get it. But Kelly went and got a bunch of different pumpkin flavored things from Trader Joe's. And yeah. we're gonna try them.
If you like pumpkin stuff, go to Trader Joe's.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
It's out of control right
yeah.
now. You can't invite me over here and say that we're going to taste things.
And then I was like, sorry.
And then text me like 3 hours before and say we're not gonna taste things.
I'm a bad podcast host.
I wanted to taste things.
Okay, so she brought taste them? She brought the pumpkin JoJo's. I wanted to try those first because I wanted to see if you had tried the pumpkin spice Oreos.
Okay, so
and I need to know about your flavors.
I missed this whole phenomena. Mm-hmm. We were out of the country.
Okay.
And so I like come back and apparently there's all these like mystery. I'm a bad podcast guest. I had no idea until I saw it on your Google Doc.
Like, yeah.
And they're in like a white package.
Yeah. Okay. So Oreo has really expanded and they come out with the craziest flavors.
Okay.
And I am weird, so I follow all of these Instagram accounts that are like junk food or like Oreo hunters or like whatever. And so I go on there and I look at all of the new flavors that they have put out. So the latest one was mystery Oreos.
Okay.
And they were, spoiler alert, Fruity Pebbles flavored.
What? I didn't even know that.
They're fine. They're just okay.
But do you like Fruity Pebbles?
I like Fruity Pebbles. It's weird with the chocolate.
Like, how much do you like Fruity Pebbles?
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I love Fruity Pebbles.
Then you need to pick up some of the mystery Oreos.
So
they're
it's,
good.
It's like all of them are Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a bag that's not Fruity Pebbles.
Right, yeah. All of them are.
That would be a sick joke.
So they have Fruity Pebbles. They have different types of pie. So they have blueberry pie, which was decent. Apple pie, which was really good.
What?
Yeah. The apple pie was, I was very impressed with the apple pie. Key lime pie, not good. Not good at all.
I am out of the Oreo loop.
You need to, next time you go to Walmart, just go to the Oreo section. See if there's anything you like. There's a Dunkin' Donuts flavored. Ooh. So it's like mocha. They have all peanut butter and jelly is what I've been searching for, but they don't have it at any of the grocery stores in Oklahoma.
Do they have like a locator thing on their website so you can?
No, it's like they're like Kroger and all sorts. So if anyone's out there that doesn't live in Oklahoma City and has access to peanut butter and jelly Oreos, send them my way to the Spice Studios. And I will love you forever. So,
that's funny.
But you went to Trader Joe's and you got the pumpkin JoJo's.
Don't try to say you went to Trader Joe's.
I knew you were going to catch me on that
you
one.
You did not go to Trader Joe's, Mal. I went to Trader Joe's.
She has the proof. She went to Trader Joe's.
I will invoice you.
Yeah. Do you want me to Venmo you?
Totally kidding.
And we're going to try the pumpkin JoJo's here.
So these are pumpkin JoJo's, and they say, the description is, pumpkin sandwich cookies with pumpkin cream filling in every bite.
That's a very good description.
I mean, it better be every bite. Is it delicious?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wafting, and it's a lot of pumpkin smell.
It's more like fall. Mm. It's good. They're good.
Yeah, I'm getting like ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of like ginger cookie business.
Like allspice and nutmeg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't really taste pumpkin though.
Is it like pumpkin in the, I'm totally opening this and I'm going to like.
That's how I eat it.
I'm licking. Sorry,
this is gross. Tasting the cream.
Scrape my teeth. Yeah, it's still not a lot of like super pumpkin-y. I'm going to agree with you, Mallory.
Yeah. They're good,
it's
though.
It's fall. It's like fall it's in a fall. Bite.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Good with the dry cider.
Yeah, man. Get yourself an Austin East Ciders Original and a Pumpkin JoJo.
Yeah. And call us in the morning.
Yeah.
And thank us later.
You will be happy.
They're good.
Awful good.
Okay, so she also got pumpkin biscotti. So we're going to try that.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sniffing it.
Yeah.
So smells
it
like,
says it's made with pumpkin puree and spices. So this okay. better rock your pumpkin world.
It does smell a little bit more like pumpkin than the cookies do.
It is pumpkin-er. What are you thinking?
What's the point of biscotti is what I'm thinking.
I mean, when I got it, I was like, why am I getting biscotti? But a lot of the things at Trader Joe's were like, there was ice cream, which I really wanted to try, but I figured it'd be like,
yeah,
ice milk.
Yeah.
By the time I got here.
Just heavy cream.
So.
It's fine. It might be good with some coffee.
Oh, my gosh. So hard.
Mm.
No. Nah.
I hope. No. Yeah. I hope you all like this crunching.
It's a lot of crunch.
This is just quality content that you're getting.
This is just really good from the Spy.
From the Spy FM.
Ferris.
Yeah. Tweet it, Ferris.
We're taking a chance on Mallory so we could crunch on air.
And if you'd like to sponsor the show, just send me an email.
I'm going to say if you like biscotti, you're going to like the pumpkin biscotti.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's a biscotti. I mean, like, it's crunchy as hell.
Yeah.
I wish I had something to dip it in.
The thing with the biscotti is I like the biscotti. How many times are we going to say biscotti?
Biscotti.
It's starting to sound like just a noise. I like the biscotti with the chocolate, like, on the bottom.
Well, yeah, because that's like a candy bar.
Yeah.
You're like, I like it with chocolate.
I like it with chocolate and caramel.
Like, some caramel and then, like, some crushed nuts on it.
She also brought something that wasn't pumpkin, but fall. Or is it pumpkin?
Yeah, so, I mean, it has pumpkin seeds. So okay. I was trying to get, like, something savory since those were both sweet.
Pepitas. Let me grab one. It's a cracker with cranberry and pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds. I don't know. It looks good.
These are good.
I figured I'd like chow down on a cracker on air because I was like, you know what? We need more crunchy food, dude. In the microphone.
These are delicious.
I
really like it because it's like there's a coating on it that's kind of sugary and salty.
Yeah, it's like salty sweet. I am going to be honest. I would eat that whole bag.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That might be my favorite thing, but it wasn't like the super pumpkin-iest.
Mm-hmm.
The pumpkin JoJo's are legitimate.
Okay, so that was our taste test. If you have a favorite Trader Joe's pumpkin flavored thing, tweet us. Okay, so you were easy on Twitter, or send us an email if you have any questions about pumpkins. But we're gonna round out this pumpkin and Halloween candy conversation with a BuzzFeed quiz.
Bow, bow, bow.
So when I was researching this, which my researching is basically like typing in Halloween to BuzzFeed. I found this quiz and I was freaking out because it's pretty good. So this is the hardest game of Halloween candy. Would you rather you'll ever play? This is the Sophie's choice of candy.
We'll see.
Okay. So the rules, which one would you rather receive? Candy corn or circus peanuts?
Candy corn.
Candy corn is my choice as well. Yeah.
I'm not like, I'm not gross, dumb, but I'm not dumb. Circus peanuts? That's just disgusting.
I'm gross, but I'm not dumb. Raisinets or bit of honey?
I'm going to do raisinets.
I say neither.
No, you can't do that.
Yes,
that
I can.
No, did it say in the rules? It said you have to pick one.
I can't. That one, I don't like either.
I picked.
Okay, bit of honey then, because I don't like raisins.
That's a pick.
Yeah, that's a get.
You can't be saying neither. You can't say both.
Okay, here's one that would probably say both, but I will choose. Werther's Original or Strawberry Candies? And Strawberry Candies are the ones with the package that is wrapped around and it looks like a strawberry.
Yeah, that like your grandma had like a glass bowl.
Yes.
And they're like 20 years old.
Yeah. They always are, but they have like that like kind of gooey.
Yeah.
Candy in the middle of it when
so
you
what's
crunch
your choice? Because you seem like you really like the strawberries.
I do really like the strawberries, but I'm gonna have to go with Werther's.
Me too.
Yeah,
Werther's all the way, man.
Because it just melts in your mouth, you know.
It does, and they're usually like fresher. If you see them in a bowl,
yeah. You'd I'm rather go for the Werther. Okay, bazooka or double bubble?
Double bubble.
I'm not even sure I know what bazooka tastes like.
They're hard.
Yeah.
Like I mean. You probably don't know what they taste like because you probably like bite into it and spit it out.
Yeah, I would go with double bubble too. Peanut butter kisses or caramel creams? Which
what's a peanut butter kiss?
I don't know. So you can, it's via oldtimecandy.com.
Oh, God.
And the caramel cream is those caramels with the weird cream in the middle of it, but I'm still going to pick them.
Yeah, I'm picking them because, like, the peanut butter kisses are in, like, opaque packaging that you can't see what
you can't
it
see
is.
What's in it.
It's terrifying.
So I just want to go back to the Bazooka and Double Bubble. 28% go for Bazooka and 72% go for Double Bubble.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
They don't know.
Me.
Yeah, they don't know. We don't know what it is. Okay. Lemon Head or Juji Fruits? Which I don't know what a juji fruit is either.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You're like younger than me. I know what
Not
they are.
Not by much, though.
I know what they are, and I'm going with the juji fruit. Juju, whatever. I thought they're called juju. Are they called juji?
Maybe it's a BuzzFeed typo.
No, it could be juji, and I just didn't know. They're like the dots, but not.
They look like dots.
They
yeah.
are, and that might be why I like them.
We know your history with dots. I say lemon heads, even though one time I choked on a lemon head, and my dad had to give me the Heimlich.
Oh, my God.
Necco wafers or Smarties?
Ew, gross. Smarties.
Smarties, all the way. Smarties.
Who likes Necco wafers? Are they even making those anymore? That's
Tweet
gross.
Us if you like Necco wafers.
Don't. That's what? No. Don't admit that.
Whoppers or Milk Duds?
I know you hate it. You're like, you're throwing some shade at Milk Duds.
Milk Duds are so gross.
I like gross candy. Milk Duds.
I would go for a Whopper.
Have you ever tried Milk Duds in hot popcorn?
No, but that sounds pretty good.
Okay, that'll change your life. Yeah. That'll change your affair, like your relationship with Milk Duds.
I like peanut M&Ms in hot popcorn.
Oh, I've never done that. That yeah. sounds amazing.
Those are good. Those
Try
are good.
Milk Dud in there.
I'm
going
to still go with a waffle, though. Okay. Or a Whopper.
I mean, a waffle sounds great, too.
Smarties. Only 13% of 24,000 people like Necco wafers.
Yeah, that's
They're trolling.
Right.
They're trolling. An apple or a toothbrush?
I'm going to say an apple, because, like, getting a toothbrush from someone kind of grosses me
yeah.
out.
Yeah. I would say an apple, too. I already know the answer to this one, but Good and Plenty or Dots?
Oh, duh, Dots.
Dots.
I mean, y'all
there
know.
You go. I would say Dots too over Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty are kind of gross.
Good and Plenty look like pills.
Now I will say, if it was Mike and Ike's versus Dots, Mike and Ike's all the way. I love Mike and Ike's.
Okay. Tootsie Roll flavors or Now and Laters? And the Tootsie Roll flavors are not like the regular chocolate Tootsie Rolls, but like vanilla and strawberry and orange.
I'm going to say Now and Laters.
I go with Tootsie Roll. Now
really?
And Laters are so hard when you
I like them.
When you crunch on them.
I have a weird thing with gross texture candy items, apparently.
Mary Janes or Dum Dums?
I don't know what Mary Janes are.
Yeah, they're by Necco, it looks like.
Yeah, if they're by Necco, no. I like a Dum Dum. Like,
I like a Dum Dum.
I'm gross. I like a stale bank Dum Dum.
I like a stale Tootsie Roll pop.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah. I ate two the other day.
Man, that sounds good.
I went to this new nail salon and they had them there. And so
what?
I put two in my purse. And I meant to give the other one to my boyfriend, but I ate them both.
Sorry.
Sweet Tarts or Laffy Taffy?
Ooh, damn.
Sweet Tarts.
Really? Okay, I'm going to say Laffy Taffy. I like the jokes.
Oh, yeah. That's the only candy with jokes.
It has a lot of jokes. It's got jokes. And they're, like, written by people that eat Laffy Taffy. You, like, can mail them in.
You can?
Yeah.
That's probably like...
Back when I was a kid, when people actually used mail, like yeah. snail mail.
That's that would be like a dream.
Yeah, like that if meant you joke, like made it big yeah. as a kid.
Dang.
Like got published on Laffy Taffy.
Okay, there you go. SNL, Laffy Taffy.
Right.
For future comedians. Handy buttons or wax lips?
Okay, these are both gross.
Yeah, I would go with candy buttons.
Like, I don't even know if I've eaten a candy button, but I can definitely, like, taste wax lip if I think about it.
The only thing I remember about candy buttons is my mom said that one time she was going to get candy buttons and she got hit by a car.
What?
So
that's a horrible story.
Every time I think of candy buttons, I think of my
so that's
mom's
why
story.
You want-
I don't like wax lips.
I'm going to choose wax lips because I think they're gross. It's okay. funny.
Okay, Jawbreakers or Atomic Fireballs?
Ooh, that's tough.
I say Jawbreakers just because I'm not a huge cinnamon hot cinnamon fan.
Yeah, I'm going to say more often than not, I would choose a Jawbreaker if I was in a cinnamon mood, obviously.
Yeah.
The Atomic, whatever they're called.
And finally, a box of raisins or a bunch of pennies.
This is a gross answer. I'm going to say raisins, but I don't think you are because you don't like raisins.
I don't like raisins. I don't like raisins.
But I'm probably going to throw away the raisins.
I'm going to say pennies. Okay. If you guys want to take that quiz, I'll post it on the Facebook page, and then you can go on and, you know, look at that. But we just read the whole thing, so I don't know why you would do that. Okay. So... we're going to get into the good stuff here at the end. This is kind of the last thing that I had on my list. And it's like all Halloween stuff. So we're gonna verge off of the food, the Halloween food, the pumpkin food, and talk about our favorite spooky things, haunted restaurants in Oklahoma City, and ghost stories. So I found this article that was haunted restaurants in Oklahoma City, or top 11 haunted places in Oklahoma City.
But some of them are food related.
Yes, some of them are food related. And I marked the ones that I want to talk about because not all of them are food related. But this is from hauntedrooms.com. And the first one that I want to talk about is the Buy For Less grocery store. Did you know about this?
Yeah. So it's the one on 36th and MacArthur. And apparently it has a haunted bakery, but I had no clue. I mean, I've been to that Buy For Less.
Yeah, me too.
I did not know it was haunted.
I had no idea it was haunted. It's got a weird vibe.
I mean, yeah, but it's 36th and MacArthur. Yeah. I grew up near 36th and MacArthur, so I can say that.
Come at me.
I lived off 39th for a very long time. I can say that. Yeah, 36th I live on MacArthur. Yeah, is weird.
I mean, I'm not gonna say where I live.
No, me neither. But I'm just saying, I went to PCO. 36th and MacArthur is my stomping ground, and it is a weird place.
A weird area. So it says the story associated with states that some years ago, a baker was shot and killed by a jealous boyfriend of one of his female coworkers. Ever since then, there have been odd occurrences in the bakery area. They also say they have another ghost in the stock room whose staff has named Mr. Bojangles because he is dressed like a 20s minstrel.
So does that, I mean, I guess
what's
that
a minstrel?
Means, I guess that means that like people... are, it's like an apparition. Like people are mm-hmm. actually seeing the ghost.
Yeah.
Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah.
He lives in the stock room.
There you go. I need more information on the Buy For Less grocery store.
I want, like, surely someone out there has.
Maybe I'll do some investigative research before this episode goes up, and then I'll post it. I'll post what I've learned.
Do it.
Yeah. I think I'll go to that Buy For Less and talk to them. That
sounds
like
I want to know. I want to know, like, someone's personal story. I like, too. Were they in the bakery and a donut, like, flew by? Like, I want to know what the deal is.
Because all they write is, ever since there's been odd occurrences in the bakery area. Well, I need to know what those are.
Yeah, that's creepy, though. I had no clue. I want to know about Mr. Bojangles.
Me, too. They have some more in here, but I'm going to go.
Like a cherry Tootsie Pop.
Yeah, it was good.
It was weird. A lemon cream almond. That was actually very good.
It was good. Yeah, I really liked that.
What I love, which they've had them out at Samples before, are the chocolate covered banana chips.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any in the bulk bin, so we couldn't try them. No. But we tried the honeycomb. I got a chocolate covered cashew that was about the size of my face. It was covered in so much chocolate. It was amazing.
Yeah. The bulk bins are great.
They're just great.
And so when Judy and I went grocery shopping and we went to Uptown, and then she was like, I need to go buy Sprouts because it's like a full dollar cheaper.
And the bulk bins at Uptown will do, but like the bulk bins at Sprouts are like 3-4 aisles worth of them. And at Uptown, it's like one little kiosk of bulk bins.
Yeah.
And they're sad.
We talked about the meat. We're not a huge Sprouts meat.
They used to be better, but their chicken breasts are... gigantic.
Yeah.
They're just kind of terrifying why they're so large.
Yeah.
I mentioned that they're ground turkey. Don't ever buy ground turkey there. You cook it and it's white. It's weird.
Yeah.
I make these lettuce wraps and several of my friends have made them too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just make sure you don't buy your ground turkey at Sprouts because you'll be very confused. Like, they're Asian flavored lettuce wraps and have like some soy sauce and chili sauce on them. But it, like, you make it with the Sprouts turkey meat and it's white.
Yeah.
It's so weird. That's, and I'm like, turkey meat is more white, mm-hmm. but like,
It's, I don't know.
It doesn't.
It's not appetizing. I just don't know how to describe it.
It's not there. We're not huge Sprouts meat people.
Sprouts has an excellent yogurt section, though.
Yes.
We got lost in the yogurt section. Yeah. They have a great yogurt section.
I got Siggy's, as always.
Which flavors did you get?
I got 2 vanillas, 1 peach, and I think...
Did you get a triple cream?
No, they didn't have triple cream. They only have triple cream at Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite Uptown. Siggy's flavor?
I'm like a triple cream vanilla, and then I like the triple cream lemon. Mm-hmm. But this sounds bad. I can't really tell a difference between the flavors. I always put fruit in it and mm-hmm. granola, so usually that kind of always takes over.
I completely agree, but my favorite flavor is the orange ginger.
Okay.
Are you a big ginger person?
Yeah, I like ginger.
Because I love ginger.
Yeah, I like ginger.
And the orange ginger has, like, little chunks of ginger in it.
Oh, okay.
It's so good.
Yeah, so we checked out the yogurt section. We love yogurt. Mm-hmm. I love yogurt. I've been on a very, like, strict yogurt and fruit mm-hmm. type of...
Oh, and your new granola.
Yes, okay, so a girl at work... gave me a bag of Vans soft baked granola because she didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And then I started eating it and it was so good.
Wait,
not that
can we try it?
Yeah. Not that much sugar.
Which flavor did you have at work?
Cranberry almond.
And so they didn't have cranberry almond. They only had like double chocolate, which is just not, you don't want, I don't like chocolate in the morning.
No, I don't either.
I love to eat granola as a snack. Like that might be good for a snack, but not for breakfast. But we got the banana nut. Which is also not first choice.
No, not first choice at all.
But we're going to risk it. But yeah, it's soft. It feels homemade.
They're good.
They're banana-y. But like, pretty good ingredients. It's egg-free, dairy-free, corn-free.
Mm-hmm.
Cholesterol-free.
And not that much sugar.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I like it.
I do, too. Yeah, it tastes homemade, being soft like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, that's what I like about it, I think. Mm-hmm. So I got granola and strawberries, cucumbers, something else. We went up and down, like, all the dry goods.
Uh-huh.
They have a really good salad dressing, the mm-hmm. rosemary... Simple things.
A couple of problems I have at Whole Foods. These are both dessert centric, but I gotta be true to myself. their cookie selection. So they have a cookie bar, and uh-huh. that's good.
Yeah.
But their cookie selection of like packaged cookies, they're almost all gluten free or like yeah. Newman's Own.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like Sprouts has better like house brand cookies. Yeah. Or you can go to Uptown and get like.
You can even get cookie butter at Sprouts. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, so the cookies are a problem. Mm-hmm. They used to have a really nice ice cream selection, uh-huh. and now it's slowly being taken over by non-dairy ice creams.
Okay.
I don't play that.
No.
Of all the places we went, Trader Joe's has nice novelties.
Mm-hmm.
Uptown has fantastic prices
yeah.
on a wide variety of brands, mm-hmm. including like Three Twins and yeah. Haagen-Dazs mm-hmm. and Ben & Jerry's yeah. and Alden's. Like, mm-hmm. really, really great ice cream brands. They're really good prices there.
Yeah.
That is the place to get ice cream. And I regretted that we went there first.
Right.
Because we couldn't get ice cream.
We couldn't get ice cream there.
So that's one of my favorite things, absolutely, mm-hmm. to get there. That was something I saved.
Okay.
What else did I want to save to talk about?
When we were walking in Whole Foods, mm-hmm. we were looking at all of the different sparkling waters, and I thought... Mm-hmm. At Whole Foods, no one is going to say, that's not very good,
mm-hmm.
about the Dasani. So, like, if I was like, oh, that's good, and a point, what else could they go up? I mean, I'm like, I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but we'll figure it out. I'm just a white girl from Oklahoma. I just don't know. But, yeah, so that's it for today, and thank you for coming on, and
thanks for introducing me
to all this fun stuff. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Clerks, other places.
Yes. Yeah.
So I do like it there.
I don't know. Yeah.
I do like it there.
I
eat Whole Foods complaints? Things you really don't like about it?
Just
the expense-